Okay, I had a nightmare trip from Florida. I left at the airport at 9:20 a.m. and I got back to my apartment here at 6 p.m.
2024 is a different year, man. I'm telling you.
People who move to Miami and have like ESL, for those of you who don't know, English second language, they love Miami. Tell you that. People come in from like Cuba, Venezuela, whatever different Spanish-speaking countries, they come into Miami, they love it. Not necessarily also Spanish-speaking countries, but like, and then the Eastern Europeans will come to New York and they be like,
the subway is bullshit, taking 30 minutes to take me 2 blocks.
Here we are on beautiful Jones Street.
You saw Ted Jones.
Sponsored by Stockel Dreamery, the most delicious vegan cheese on the market. We got original smoked paprika and chili, garlic and herbs. And I'll tell you what, guys, this is the best vegan cheese you'll have. Don't forget to cheddar melt. Enjoy the episode.
What is up and welcome to the Ted Jones World Podcast. First thought, yes, I do look a little bit tan. Isn't it funny how white people always will just ask you if they look tan, or if they don't get a compliment on how they do look tan, they get offended, which is such a weird thing. Like, don't I look burnt by the sun? Don't I look unhealthy? No, it's not an unhealthy thing to be tan. I feel like vitamin D is always good for you. Okay, I had a nightmare trip from Florida back here to Nueva York. I left for the airport. This thing is all freaking tangled. I left for the airport at 9:20 a.m. and I got back to my apartment here at 6 p.m. That's a full work day. For those of you who don't know, the flight from Miami to New York is supposed to be like 2.5 hours. We were on the runway for no joke, the full flight, like 2.5 hours. First of all, there was no power at the Miami airport, only at this specific gate. Like all the other H terminal gates had power besides the gate we were at. Just my luck. No, that's what the guy sitting next to me was saying. But I was supposed to be sitting in the aisle. This guy apparently had an aisle seat, but the tickets got messed up and he was having knee surgery. So he's complaining to the stewardess and he was like, oh, well, this always happens, blah, blah, blah. Nobody can fix what's going on here at these stupid airports. So I was like, all right, sir, you want to take my spot? And he was like, yes, I would. Thank you very much. So I was a nice guy in doing that. But then after that, we just ended up sitting. Woo, I don't know why I'm tired. I guess I'm just getting freaking worked up over here. But we ended up sitting on the runway for 2.5 hours. It was wild. 2 hours we didn't have power, and then 30 minutes they were like, all right, wait a second. There might be a weather delay in New York, but anyway, turned out to be fine. It was all good. But like Miami and airports, you never know what you're going to get. That's why from now on, I'm only flying pee. Being at the airport, I've realized that the best business plan is just to open up a 50 square foot store, have one lady working in there, and charge $9.50 for a coffee. But being in the airport, I'm pretty sure you have to be an established chain. I don't know how this Hudson News people or how those stores got into all of the airports, but it's crazy. And there's got to be some sort of backing behind those big corporations and Hudson News and all those other companies that have stores in the airport, you know? Because otherwise, you can't just put like a mom and pop's pizza shop in the airport. It just wouldn't work. Airport security continues to be a nightmare. I do feel bad for the people that work at airport security. That's got to be one of the harder jobs where you're making, I don't know how much you make working airport security, but just imagine repeating the same thing 1,000 times a day and people still don't listen to you. I guess that's what it's like being married. Am I right, ladies? Yes. Hopefully your husbands are listening to you. I don't know what that reference was, but being in Miami just for 3 nights, I got super tan. And that's the thing, like anytime you're in the north and you go down south for a vacation, there's always so much pressure to get sun, right? Like people talk when you get back, like, oh, how was the weather when you were down there? It's so stressful. But then again, for people who like my dad live down there, you know, it's sunny every freaking day. It's an easy lifestyle. But then again, you know, when you're that old, no offense, Pops, if you're listening, you earned that point in life, right? Like going down there and being a 30-something-year-old, I'm not going to age myself, 32 and almost a half. You can't go down there and expect to grind like you do in New York. You know, like being up here in New York, you're just in the cold sometimes in that rainy weather and you're like, all right, I got to freaking grind because that's what you got to do. But I got I got back at 6 p.m., took like a quick 20-minute nap, or I don't even know if I took a nap. Do you guys ever have a situation like that where you either took a nap or you meditated and you don't really know, and like 25 minutes later you feel maybe well-rested? Yeah, I don't even know if I took a nap. But the way I've been napping recently, if you guys just check out my nap form, this is it. I'm just like this, napping.
on top of the sheets so I don't get that REM sleep, but I'm just like this. And I typically put, like, I don't know, some underwear over my face so I don't see the light outside, or like a towel, whatever it is. But took a nap, and then I hosted the 10 p.m. show last night at a comedy shop. And for those of you who are in New York City tonight, we have Margarita Monday. Every Monday, we're having the show 8 p.m. at the comedy shop, 167 Bleecker Street. I put a flyer right here. But yeah, that's going to be an amazing show. Free show, $10 margaritas, $4 empanadas, $6 Miller Lights, $10 Tito's cocktails, $25 margarita pitchers. Cha-cha-cha. We have the best lineups in the city. And honestly, the best deal you could get on a Monday night in the city at 8 p.m. because it's free. You show up, you just RSVP to comedyshopnyc@gmail.com, and you'll get into that show. It's going to be amazing. But we've handpicked the lineup each and every week this March and going into April and so on and so forth. But it's been great. The first rendition was amazing. We didn't have that many reservations in general at first. But then your boy went outside the comedy shop and started barking. Why don't you show a little bit of that footage, Ted Jones?
What's up, ladies? Free comedy show, 8 p.m., $10 margaritas. Why don't you go in there? Check it out, huh? This is what happens sometimes when you're barking. You just got someone who wants to talk your ear off. Guys, 8 p.m., free show, $10 margaritas. Oh, they're back. Let's go. What's up? I'm Ted Jones. Ted Jones, lovely couple here. So guys, get in there, have margaritas, and the show will start seating at like 7:50, okay? We'll take care of you guys in there. Thanks for coming in.
For the people who don't know what barking is, it's basically just telling people that you have a comedy show outside a comedy club, or maybe you're like a block away from the comedy club. You're like, yo, we got a show over here. Come check it out. We got hilarious comedians, Comedy Central, Netflix, MTV, all this shenaniganery, Conan, whatever. And you get people to go to the comedy show. That's usually the best way to get more people into the show. I think naturally, just from like doing my man on the street stuff, the barking has become more easy for me, particularly easier, I should say. Just because like that's when it's easiest to talk to strangers. When there's like high stress, high tension there. You know, you got to freaking make him feel comfortable. Just do quick and short and quick. Hey, we got a free show, guys. $10 margaritas. They're intrigued. They're like, ooh, $10 margaritas? And I'm pretty sure, I don't know, do you have to be over 21 to get into the show? No, I think like you can be 18 years old. But if you're under 18, you have to be accompanied by a guardian. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. You guys look that up. But if you want to come to the show and you're above 18, you could definitely come. You just can't drink, okay? Because we're not in Canada. Isn't that crazy that the United States made the drinking age 21? I never understood that. You know, you could die in a war, people say. You can suck down cigarettes or do whatever you want with that vape thing. And it's crazy. Like, cigarettes are actually phased out for the most part. You know, maybe you'll see like people in the older generation, like people in their late 30s or like, I don't know, 40s and 50s, maybe you're still smoking cigarettes. But in the United States, not really that much. And you figure Big Tobacco probably bought all of those vape companies, you know, made the delicious flavors, like those Juul flavors. Like, I remember one time, oh my gosh, I had an ex-girlfriend who was begging me to go and buy her Juul pods or drive her to go and get her Juul pods because she was so addicted to the Juul. She's like, I need mango Juul pods. And I get it, man. I get it because sometimes people are addicted to things. We can't always talk about what we're addicted to, but my last addiction, guys, that I've still got here is biting my nails. I don't even want to zoom in on these puppies because they're gross. And sometimes, like, I'll just freaking bite the skin. I need to chill. But as you guys are listening to this, I haven't smoked weed in 32 days. Clap it up. Clap it up for Ted Jones. Snap it up. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Thank you. And this is the longest I've gone since I probably started smoking nugget. I'll tell you that. At least since high school. And it's just been nuts because my dreams are consistently so weird and they feel so real. And, you know, some people are like, Ted, write down your dreams. And I'm like, I don't even want to write down some of these dreams. It's freaking weird. You know, I'm like seeing my college ex-girlfriend. I'm like, you know, you were not great to me. And she's like, I know, I'm sorry. But then I wake up and it's in my dream. You know, they just feel so weird. It's crazy. And then also in my dreams, on top of things, I'm thinking like, is this a message? Like, I feel like I'm really there. I know I've spoken about this multiple times and I posted it on the Ted Jones World 2 YouTube channel where we post stand-up videos, vlogs and sketches. But I was talking about how I was in a tunnel for like what felt like 20 minutes. I'm going through this crevice, that crevice. And then I pop up and I'm on the ship in the middle of the ocean. And I find out we're on a 3-month journey. And I didn't even tell my parents I left.
So just at one particular point, I saw a tunnel on the street and I was like, oh, this looks intriguing. Climbing through the tunnel. Pop up 20 minutes later in my dream. I'm on a freaking ship. The Voyage of the Mimi. You guys ever see that? Yeah, that was Ben Affleck. I remember we watched that during science class when I was like probably 10 years old. Shout out Laura Buchanan. She was a nice science teacher. You guys remember teachers who were just like nice to you? And then you also remember teachers who were mean to you. Fortunately, I haven't really ever had a teacher who's like, you ain't gonna never amount to shit. But I have had teachers who like threatened to kick me out of the school that I was in before. I remember one particular time. This was there a math test that we took. And every single math test that like after we took the test, the teacher would go over the test that we took in class. And before we go over the test, he'd be like, if I made any mistakes, you guys let me know and we could go over the test and I'll make sure to improve your grade. Like, I wanted to go from getting a 68 on my math test to getting a 72. So I remember one particular time I saw an answer. I just freaking erased it. And I was like, oh no, I put the correct answer. He was like, all right, come show me after class. Guy whips out a scanned photocopy version of the test and sees that that's not actually what I put. You setting us up, man. He was setting us up. But shout out to that math teacher. He came to a Ted Jones comedy show once by accident because that particular school, Friends Seminary, had their middle school, or excuse me, their holiday party at the stand when we had the Ted Jones comedy show. So that was kind of a funny thing. But I've talked about that before. That's on a vlog somewhere back in the archives of the Ted Jones World podcast YouTube here that we're releasing. But if you guys even look back, you know, maybe you'll see for the past like 40 episodes, I've just done podcasts on this channel. And then before that, I was doing like 4 or 5 videos a week, putting everything on one channel. And then we created another channel just to separate it out. Because, I don't know, make it a little bit more clear for you guys. Which makes sense, you know? Like watching cable, you know, you have a few channels. You're like, oh, I want to watch Fox News. I don't know if you're watching that. And then you're like, oh, I want to watch Nickelodeon. So two different types of channels, even though it's all under the same Ted Jones World umbrella. By the way, quickly transition topics. Do you guys see the State of the Union with Joe Biden? I was impressed that the guy only tripped over like 5 of his words during the full hour. He looks pretty good. You know, granted, there's a teleprompter right in front of him. And, you know, he had to have had like a little earpiece in. Sorry, Joe Biden. I'm not talking shit. But I also don't feel like, guys, we can't have a 90-year-old president. Yes, everybody needs experience. And even at the most basic jobs, you know, Panera Bread wants you to have 4 years of experience before you stop making one of them tuna melts. But I don't know. Who are we going to vote for? It's crazy. And I remember talking, even on this podcast, talking so much noise about Trump, just because like he was such a bully so many different times. And now it's like, oh, well, if we are going to vote for Trump or Biden, how about I go for, run for president? How does that sound? Write yes in the comments if you're down for me to go. If you're down for me to run for president, you know what? Seems like a lot of stress and a lot of work and not a lot of appreciation given to you, right? No matter what, there's always going to be a group of people who are going to call you the worst president ever, right? Like Obama was such a professional president, but there are a lot of people who didn't believe in his political attributions, didn't believe in what he was doing. If he was like doing well with certain issues in the United States, but hey, this isn't a freaking political podcast. So what do I know? Power to the people who really know their politics shit. Cause like there's a lot of different aspects of government that you can really dig yourself into. I remember I took a poli science class in college and that shit was hard, bro. College was hard in general. College was something that I don't miss. But I remember I was talking to a kid last night at the show. UConn was playing. Shout out UConn, bro. We're number 2 in the country in basketball. And for the past like 15 years, we have been unbelievable. Stop. Scratch that. For the past 20 years, we've been unbelievable. Like 4 national championships on the men's side. I believe 4 on the women's, something like that. But we've been so good. And I remember just I wanted to go to UConn so badly just because of the name. For those of you who don't know, and I don't even know how you don't know by now, but considering I've talked about this hundreds of times, I played tennis at UConn and I wanted to go to college because of the name. And I realized when you're 17 or 18 years old, you have so many people that you're trying to impress. And for you to go to a college that's maybe in state, like let's say you live in, if you live in the state of Connecticut and it'll cost you $10,000 to go to your local community college, or you go to frickin' Brown or something, maybe that's a bad example, and you're paying $70,000, you really don't start feeling the decision that you've made in terms of like debt until you're 30 years old. And you realize that you're $250,000 in debt instead of maybe paying off that debt by the time you're 30. It's just like, these schools and education systems, man, it's just so expensive. I really wonder what's going to be the future of education. You know, considering there's so many things that you learn that you'll never, ever use again. Like, what is Y equals MX plus B squared? When's the last time you even heard that? Unless you want to be a teacher teaching these kids some of these subjects that might not even matter, I feel like there should be tops five subjects in school. And let's see if we can name them off the top of my dome. History, statistics, but when you're learning statistics, it should just be math. Maybe some sort of chemistry, but like it shouldn't be molecular chemistry or biological chemistry. It should just be chemistry of the universe. Okay, so that's three. Four, maybe we're talking like just regular math. Addition, subtraction, multiplication. Do you even really need to learn division? No. It's just those three. Addition, subtraction, multiplication. Let's see the fifth subject that you could possibly learn in school that would make sense. Social studies. And that's something that you take for 1 year in eighth grade. You know, that's not something that's really pressed on you throughout high school. And I feel like it should be. There should be a lot more life-based educational classes that are taught in middle school, high school, and then even college. But colleges are just rich-ass businesses. I tell you that. They've got so much money. You look at the endowments of these top universities, some of them have like $500 billion. Like, what are you even doing with all that? Now, wait. Cash money. I don't even know. It's wild. But the thought of school to me, like I was never good in school, and I always felt like school was so important. And maybe it was important because everyone else around me was just going to school and maybe doing well in school or not giving a shit about school. But shout out to the kids who didn't care about school and like dropped out of high school or didn't go to college and still did well. Because you can learn so much on YouTube or so much by doing or so much by reading a book. And I didn't really learn much about stand-up comedy, making vlogs, doing sketches, going to school. Although, shout out to UCTV.
Can I get a piece of that?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, cool. Well, I guess, all right, see you later, man. Thanks.
Nice.
Hey, man, nice hat. Nice hat.
Thank you.
Cool, looking for the Nike American flag. Cool umbrella. Why are you choosing the umbrella?
I don't know.
And that helped me, start being interested in reporting, things like that, doing vlogs. And doing like man on the street. But man on the street is, I think, a good way just to develop social skills. You know what I'm saying? You go up to someone, you're nervous. And that's like sometime I'm like not nervous. If somebody's filming me going up to someone, that's like the best chance I have to talk to people. You know? Because like these online dating apps, you just never know what to say. You snapshot a picture of the text you're having with this girl or guy on the app and you send it to your friend. You're like, dude, what do I say? Should I say okay or okie dokie? And he's like, bro, just trust me. Say okie dokie and you're gonna close. God, that's just one example. That's just one example there. But I think like the more society moves on, the more we're just gonna meet people online. And hopefully it's not gonna be as difficult to maintain relationships, but there's just too many distractions, man. People have access to whoever they want, right? You see someone on the street, you hear their first name, maybe you hear the murmurs of their last name, boom, look them up on Instagram, boom, shoot them a DM, boom. Maybe you get married. Or maybe not, man. Or maybe not. 2024 is a different year, man. I'm telling you, it's a different year. But shout out to the people who moved to Miami and have like ESL, for those of you who don't know, English second language. They love Miami. I'll tell you that. People come in from like Cuba, Venezuela, whatever different Spanish-speaking countries. They come into Miami. They love it. Not necessarily also Spanish-speaking countries, but like... And then the Eastern Europeans will come to New York and they be like,
the subway is bullshit. Taking 30 minutes to take me 2 blocks is bullshit.
Yeah? Why don't you guys stay in your goddamn country? No, I don't mean it like that. But you guys can imagine what it'd be like if I did mean it like that. Crazy times we're living in, man. Crazy times. Airplanes are getting smaller, less snacks, less service. The pilot was so calm yesterday and telling us like, oh, we'll give you another update in 15 minutes. 25 minutes later, he gives us an update. Like, how about stop feeding us BS, bro? Prepare for the great service from your Delta stewardess. Oh, yeah? How about they clean up my cups and my seltzer? And that's also another thing, man. Telling people I want seltzer, they don't get it. People assume I want a hard seltzer. I'm sick of it. I remember 3 years ago, I used to be able to say, yeah, let me get a seltzer. People knew what I was talking about. Just I wanted that bubbly water. I don't want that alcoholic drink. Okay? Said I wanted seltzer to the stewardess. And she was like, you want a hard seltzer? And the guy sitting next to me, he was getting knee surgery. He's like, huh, you're probably going to need one after this flight. I was like, shut up! Shut up! No, he was a nice enough guy. Except for he didn't say thank you at the end of the trip. His wife did. His wife was like, thank you again. And then I don't know how to respond to that. What am I going to say? No problem. Yeah, it was a little bit of a problem. Jammed up over there on the window seat. In the exit row. Oof, that emergency exit row. I'll tell you that. Some fresh leg room. I was boom. It's extendo clip. And like, dude, that was the thing. Like this guy, like you had full leg room and you still needed the aisle. Piece of shit. No, he's a nice guy. He's fine. He's fine. But he was like laughing so loud at this movie. I was like, bro, he was talking too loud. They had like a delicious looking Subway sandwich. People sometimes, I'm all over the place this episode, but hey, these are just my thoughts. But people ask me, Ted, being vegan, you miss any particular foods like a nice juicy steak? No. A nice juicy burger? Nah, nah, nah. One thing I do kind of miss is that Subway sandwich bread. I used to have those turkey sandwiches with like hot pepper, mayo, santonero, pickles, no onion. But that was stuff that I remember was good, dude. Like there was one day in college where I had 3 feet of Subway sandwich and that was delicious. One at like 11 a.m., one at 2 p.m., and then one at like 7 or 8 p.m. I was on the Tennessee and that's always where we went for lunch. Just those $5 food long. That was a good way to keep that up. Keep that money down. And like being on the tennis team at UConn, we didn't have scholarships. I just went there for the clout. That was another thing. I'm so happy I went to UConn and I'm so thankful and grateful that my parents were able to pay for me going to college. But like, if I could go back and do it again and I had to pay to go to college, I probably would have went to a SUNY school or a community college. Or if I had the option and my parents didn't press it on me, maybe I wouldn't have even went to college. Because being a stand-up comedian, and although I was a journalism major, I never learned how to edit in college. I only started to learn, sorry, just like put my hand in my pants. That was inappropriate. I'll crop up. But being a journalism major, I was just trying to do anything to coast by, man, to get that degree. I was so close to not graduating on time. And I remember my mom was like, Teddy, if you don't graduate on time, you're paying for that last semester. And I was like, ho, I better find a good way to freaking pass this test, whatever it was. And I remember I got a D in that math class. That was awful. But hey, I graduated on time, man. That would have been embarrassing if I didn't. And that's a big part of being 18 years old and 17 and 18 years old. You're always looking around the people, you know, you're looking at the people around you, people in your neighborhood. People who are neighbors, high school, like, oh, Jimmy's going to Cornell. Freaking Tyler's going to Ohio State. You know, you compare yourself. And that's like when you turn around my age, 30-something years old, you realize you got to grow up. Stop caring what people think. Because people ultimately don't give a shit about you. That's the crazy part about life, man. You never realize that. Like the amount of people that have just said something and then not followed through on it. Guys, I'm telling you, there are 95% of people that have done this in at least my life. People just say basic things. Oh yeah, I'll call you back later. Let me call you back right after this. Oh yeah, I'm gonna write that and I'll do that and I'll do this. 95% of people, man, it'll happen. That's why I try and do my best to keep my word. Even if it's something so small, I really will try my best. And I think you gotta freaking do your best to keep your word. Shout out to Perry Lee who taught me that. He's like, your word is the only thing you have. He used to work for my dad when I worked in my dad's company. I worked in my dad's company for y'all who don't know for 6.5 years, man. Okay, I remember just sitting at that computer, looking at the Excel spreadsheet and being like, what the shies am I doing? Going on MSN.com, just waiting for a new article to reload. But now I'm in the phase where I'm doing what I want to do, you know? And I think you got to do what you want to do. And not smoking weed for 32 days, guys, it's been a challenge, but I think within like the last week and a half, it's become easier. Like I don't really have the urge during the day. Cause a lot of times I would have just like blazed nugget when I'm editing something, I'm just sitting on my computer with a joint in my hand or
excuse me, or maybe sometimes before the gym, but it's become easier. And I think the less you do a habit, the easier it is to break that habit. I mean, that sounds obvious, but it's something you got to try. And especially if it's affecting you in a negative manner, you got to knock it out. You need to cut it out. You remember that? Full House, Dave Coulier. Cut. What do you do? Cut it out. Cut it out. Yeah, something like that. Something like that, guys. But I did go to a movie premiere last week. Shout out John Jacobs. Brought me the producer of this movie, Ricky Staniki. It was a good movie with John Cena, Andrew Santino, Zac Efron. And it was good. Good little Amazon Prime movie. And the thing is with that, like, that particular movie would have been a box office hit. I'm not saying that it's not going to be a hit on Prime or Amazon Prime, but it would have been a movie that's in theaters for 6 months and then maybe would have gone to DVD 15 years ago. Now it's just something that lives on your TV and you can only see it if you have Amazon, which is interesting. So we'll see how the production of movies going forward ends up. You know, there's so many more YouTube stars, so many more TikTok people that are more famous than traditional movie stars because you can only see these movie stars for 2 hours a year. Meaning like you see one movie and then they come out with a new movie the next year. You could see these TikTok stars for what? I mean, unlimited scrolling of videos. So that's why, you know, I appreciate the Ted Jones World YouTube channel we got here. Ted Jones World 2 YouTube channel as well, where we just got a bunch of content. Got like 1,500 videos, full long form videos. And then we got the Instagram, TikTok. So if you guys haven't checked out my content, check it out. Come tonight to Margarita Monday. It's going to be amazing, guys. I hope to see each and every single one of you guys there. This has been the Ted Jones World Podcast. And always, we'll see you next time. Peace.